Good morning. Good morning, Landmark. Why don't you stand with me all over the building? Welcome, welcome. If you're watching us online, we welcome you this morning to our Songs of Christmas. It's going to be a little different, the service, but we're going to have a wonderful time. If you're online with us, I want you just to join us this morning as we sing some Christmas carols. And if you're in the building, I can see you. So if you're not singing, I'm going to come find you.
Joy to the world. Thank you.
Came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Cyrenius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Your baby boy would someday walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make it? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would come? Did you know that your baby boy has walked with angels on? When you've kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God. that your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleepy child and holy is the great I.
According to the best guess of astronomers, there are a total of 1 billion trillion stars in the universe. 1 billion trillion. That doesn't even sound like a real number. That's a 1 with 21 zeros after it. There are giant stars, dying stars, and stars that burn blue or red or green. But perhaps the most famous and celebrated star in history is what's known as the Bethlehem Star. I doubt whether any other object in the sky has been the subject of more conversation, study, or celebration than this star, especially at Christmas time. There has been much speculation about what that star was. Some say it was a comet, and others say it was a supernova. One creative person said it was an angel with a big flashlight. Regardless of the scientific description of this star, it has been a star of wonder to billions throughout history, starting with visitors from the east over 2,000 years ago. The wise men, or magi, as they were known, noticed something special about this star. They were experts in the stars and very familiar with the night sky. But the Bethlehem Star was so unique, they followed it 550 miles from their homeland. A journey of this length by camel would have taken over a month. They didn't have a map, an address, or even a name to help them find the one they were looking for. They were strangers in a strange land. These wise men would have been hopelessly lost but for the light from that star. Think about this. From the time those men left their home, they couldn't see Jesus. They could only follow the light from the star that led them. If the star had gone dark halfway through their journey, they would have been helpless. If the star had simply refused to shine, they would never have found Jesus. The number one job of that star was to be a light to lead people to Jesus. If you are a follower of Christ, that's your number one job too. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We reflect the light of Jesus to the world in a way we live and talk. The Apostle Paul said it this way: be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Many of your friends and neighbors are helplessly and hopelessly lost. because they can't see Jesus. If you refuse to shine, they might never find him. This Christmas, let your love and service shine to those around you so they will see your light and follow you to Jesus. Let us pray. Bow your heads in reverence. Father God, thank you for letting us play a part in leading people to Jesus. Help us to shine brightly this Christmas in the way we treat others, in our words and in our actions, and put us in the paths of those who are lost and wandering so they might see our light and follow us to Jesus. Amen. Speaking of stars, on the winter solstice, which is December the 21st, that evening, Saturn and Jupiter will appear to come together and be a very bright star. If you'll look to the southwest about 45 minutes after sunset, you'll be able to see this star, southwest. But look quick, because by 8 o'clock that night, the star will have gone down over the horizon. But this is going to be the Christmas star. Look for it.
Holy night, all is calm. beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird.
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
But you can do the job when you're in town.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tinging too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride right together with you. Outside the snow is falling and birds are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride right together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand.
We're riding along with the song of the wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy.
We're snuggled up together like two birds of feather would be.
Let's sing that lovely chorus and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with.
I dream.
Christmas songs of the season this morning. Who needs a soundtrack? We don't need a soundtrack. We'll just sing without it. I know this has been a weird year. 2020. It's one, and you can be seated. We're going to pray. We're going to let you go. But you see people, and they don't know whether they're supposed to wear masks or they're not supposed to wear masks. We need to wear masks. But it's just weird. It's just Christmas is supposed to be about other things. It's supposed to be about joy. And we need joy in our lives. Today we have, I want to dismiss you this morning, and I want to thank you for coming. This is our song of the season, but the reason for the season is Jesus. We always, we enjoy the songs, but without Jesus, we wouldn't make it. Would you bow your heads with me this morning? I found this today, and I want to read this little prayer to you because it was so good. Jesus, thank you for becoming Emmanuel, God with us. It's because of you that I can experience joy, true joy. I admit that it can sometimes feel hard to be joyful in the middle of busy or difficult holiday season. But when the cares of my heart are many, your comfort gives me renewed hope and cheer. Aren't you glad for that hope this morning? Today, I can choose to take refuge in you, and I can choose to rejoice. I will sing for joy because you are my strength and my salvation. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Because of your humble arrival over 2,000 years ago, I am now able to experience the joy of your presence forever. Thank you. You're always worthy of all our glory, of all our honor, and all our power. And so no matter what I face, I will choose to worship you. In Jesus' name I say it, amen. Thank you for coming this morning.